This is Doug LaFollette, Secretary of State, calling to order the meeting of the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands on March 8th at about 2:08. The State Treasurer is present. The Attorney General may join us. First item is the approval of the minutes of February 21st. I looked and they seem okay. Do I have a motion to adopt them?
I can make that motion as Matt.
And Doug, I'll second it. All in favor say aye.
Matt, I'll vote aye.
Aye, Doug. Vote is 2-0. We'll skip the loans for a moment and go on to new business. We have to discuss a vote on our biannual budget.
Well, can we...
Does that mean that Jonathan wants to talk about?
There's Brad.
Hey, it's Brad. Sorry, I got tied up with a call that went long.
Okay, in that case, this is Doug. I called it to order. We skipped
Thank
the loans
you, Doug.
Now, but we can go back to them. So why don't you take over with item number 3?
Okay. So, you discussed the loans or...
No motion yet for the loans. The loans
okay.
I guess are approved for other purpose, Brad.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion to approve the loans. They all approved for public purpose that you just said,
That's
Jonathan.
Correct, they have.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the loans.
I'm just scrolling down. Let's see. We have 7 loans, about $2.5 million. This is Doug. I'll second the motion.
Thank you. Any discussion regarding the loan? All in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I'll vote no.
Okay. Then we can move on. And I don't have the agenda. I'm sorry. I am outside of a conference.
Before, we're going to discuss and vote on our biannual budget. And there's Jonathan wants to talk about it probably.
And then there's also, Brad, Commissioner Adamczyk's request to discuss the real estate issues.
Well, and if the Attorney General's got a busy day, we can easily just push that to any upcoming meeting. Doesn't matter. It's fine.
I'm okay. I got caught in a telephone call that just wouldn't end. So I ran late. But I've got this time blocked out, so I'm good to go. So regarding the budget issue, I'm going to make a motion that we approve the governor's budget submission for purposes of allowing our staff to be able to answer questions and of legislators testify in front of Joint Finance and all that for that purpose. Does that cover what you would need to have for authority, Jonathan?
Oh, it certainly does. I mean, all we really want to do is be able to say we support the governor's budget, and if there's something that's introduced as an amendment, we'd come back to the board and say, what do you think of it?
Yeah.
Well,
I'll make that motion.
Before I second that, let me ask. I didn't see what this had to do with our staff appearing. Are we going to appear at Joint Finance or something?
If requested, Doug.
Requested, okay. But at the moment, you want us to actually approve the budget, correct?
Well, the governor submitted budget as unchanged, except for standard adjustments from what our budget request was, which is the same budget it was 2 years ago, approximately, again with standard adjustments. So all we really want to be able to do is say, yeah, we support the governor's budget.
Well, actually, we're discussing this now, and we don't have a second yet. But you want us to approve it, you don't, right?
Yeah.
So then Brad, your motion should be changed to say that the board approves the governor's budget as submitted.
Yeah, that's my intention, that we approve the governor's budget as submitted so that our staff can be in a position to answer questions and have discussions with legislators regarding it.
Is that what you want, Jonathan?
Well, that's what Tom and I think is just reasonable. So that
okay, I'll second the motion then.
Okay, any discussion regarding it?
Listen, Matt, I won't spend a lot of time. In the future, I wouldn't mind seeing... I've talked with Jonathan in person, and I've mentioned it in other meetings. I think we have IT people and the archivist. I have some concerns with, so I'm not going to spend any time on it today, but in the future I might bring up something, but nothing today.
Okay. Well, regarding those issues, I've had a chance to talk with DOA Secretary and Deputy Secretary, and they have they have become convinced that, you know, when it comes to shared services and things, that there are good reasons for BCPL to have that separate IT person because of the unique work they're doing. There's nobody else at DOA that's doing that kind of work, so it doesn't make a good match. And then the archivist has got important work to complete, so that we've got all of our, we know what we own and where the boundaries are and what it's worth. So anyway, any other discussion? Then all in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
This is Matt. I vote no.
Okay. All right. And then the next topic, that I, as I recall then, is the discussion about our potential involvement in space real estate issues, right, Matt?
Yeah, that's the thing I put on there. And I think I sent
it over to you.
Yeah, and I think I forwarded something on previously. I don't know if Jonathan sent it directly, but I just added it exactly just as I presented to the Governor's Commission on, I think it was Government Form and Efficiency. And it's just something I've been on, and I know we briefly talked. And I really, at some point in the future, if we ever could get together, the three of us, where the time worked for us, I wouldn't mind, because I could pass papers around and actually talk in person. But it's just something that I'm looking at is a way we could find some revenue that's helps the state, that we don't have to bond for buildings and so forth. And I'll just give you a simple example. Today the Building Commission came in and they had a vote on a bunch of items. One of the items they were voting on was just a small building in the east side of Madison for $3.5 million. And they bought it, or they were going to buy it, I'm assuming they did, and then the legislature has to approve it. But that building, is an example, was built 13 years ago to spec by the DOA's specifications. And the state did something quite stupid. We've rented it for 13 years. And so now we've paid $4.5 million in rent on a building that we're going to end up buying for $3.5 million. And all that is like $8 million. And the building only cost $3 or $4 million or so to begin with. So,
Matt, if I can interrupt.
Go ahead, sir.
I read that over, and it, on face of it, it seems absurd. I agree. We discussed this at some time at a face-to-face meeting, and you explained the similar logic.
Yep.
And now we see it repeated again. My question is, the next step, I think, would be for the board to authorize or instruct or ask our staff to research and try to find said properties, assuming the three of us or two of us want to do that. So I guess I would say we need to decide if two of us at least want the staff to begin to find us a building, so to speak.
Well, and this, you know, I'm not pushing that necessarily today, Doug, just as an example, because there's a couple moving pieces here with the legislature would have to give us small language change to allow us to do this. Just in, I think it's one of the statutes, just have to change a line. But it's something we could bring up maybe in another meeting. But I think you're right. We'd want to look and see if there would be opportunities in the future. And we wouldn't be every building. There's not, we don't have enough money for it, needless to say. And many buildings wouldn't fit our purposes. But in many instances, when we buy a building, it's very simple. If we buy a building that's, let's say, $70, $75 million, it's going to cost us $30, $35 million in bonding. That's what the state will have to pay. So my whole point is, if we use our resources, which any given time we have $100 million, $150 million, you know, sometimes less, but we also have a lot of bonds that we could liquidate, these are solid investments for us going forward. It would get the state out of the bond game, so it keeps the money in so the taxpayers aren't paying it. And it could also give our coffers over at the BCPL some money to return back to the K-12 school.
Matt, I hate to be this way, but this is all repetitive. We've gone over this. The next question, Tom, you're there. Is Matt correct? Do we need to change the law before we can do this?
Under the current statute, we are not authorized to put hands in the state of Wisconsin unless it's within a consolidation zone and unless it accomplishes either improving public management efficiency or some type of blocking. So buying a building somewhere is not within our authority at the present time.
Okay, so then my next question is, do we want to make a motion that we ask the staff to draft legislation and I'm sure that Matt has some contacts in the legislature.
Well, why don't I'll interrupt you there, Nick. Sorry to interrupt, but I have probably language already drafted. So why don't I'll send that to Jonathan in an upcoming meeting and we can look at it, and then that could be something we can look into. Yes.
Okay. I mean,
so this is,
and again,
this
I think we need to have a serious evaluation by Jonathan and Tom at that next meeting where we have the draft of your legislation, and I thank you for going ahead to do that. And then they need to sort of advise us. I don't know enough to vote yes or no. On the face of it, it sounds okay, but I think I'd like Tom and Jonathan to give us a little more in-depth as to whether this is really a good idea or not, and then I'm willing to vote on that legislation at that point, either yes or no, I guess.
Is this a matter, do we really need to buy property, or is this isn't just a matter of us being more aggressive about having loans available to fund these projects? I guess I misunderstood.
Okay, well, the loan, you're saying would we lend the money to, in that case, the state to buy it? Was that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Well, yes and no. I mean, we could do that, but the same problem would be that if the interest rates are low, which they are, then we're not going to make a ton of money on it. So that's not necessarily advantageous for us. We would be, it'd be the same as what we'd get in the bond market.
So we want them paying rent to us. That's the...
Exactly. I actually think I have a memo I could share in regards to the Femrite building, which is the one, Jonathan. There is a way, it was in there thing that, and I don't want to be repetitive for Doug's sake here, but it's in there in that little thing I put together, but if we own it and they pay us rent, we'll make money. And so to Doug's point, it's something where the legislature would have to give us the authority, and then it would just have to be the right instance for us to want to do it.
Okay. And then we'd still then have a developer that takes care of all the day-to-day operations of a facility.
Correct. Well, how the state works it for many of these bigger leases, these big facilities, is they do what's called triple net, which at that point means the Department of Administration and the staff, there's many people that work over at Department of Administration that do facility management. When they triple net it, that means that the state literally just pays the developer money in rent. So in this case, they'd be writing a check to the BCPL. But the state manages the facility, down to cutting the grass and everything. The state does that with their own internal people. So if that were at an office building, let's say in Madison or Milwaukee, the state, DOA, would handle all of that. They would just pay us rent. That's it.
Okay.
Because we don't have the staff in our 8-person agency to do that, and that's not what I'm pushing.
Okay, so do we want to do I don't think we need to do a motion to ask the staff to explore whether the legislative change in the language you proposed, Matt, in your materials, whether that's sufficient. That's really the next thing we need to do is just assess that.
Yeah, I'll get some language over to the staff, and if it works for the next meeting or the one after it, and then as Doug said, then we'd have something concrete to look at as a vote of whether something. And again, this wouldn't say we have to buy buildings. We always, as commissioners, get to vote yes or no on anything.
Right. Well, I've had some conversations with Jonathan and Tom about this, and they've expressed they see some merit in this, that this could be a way for us to use some of this money that we're earning almost nothing on to actually get some income.
Well, we can talk about it.
There doesn't seem to be much risk.
Yeah, we can talk about it in one of our next meetings then.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, is that Jonathan and Tom? Is that acceptable?
That's just fine. I don't think we'll come in with a recommendation that the board do X, Y, Z. We'll come in with a staff analysis of how this might work, and then the board makes the decision.
Perfect. Okay, anything else on that topic? Okay. Then next item is executive secretary report.
Yeah, I don't have much, and I think I probably want to turn it over to Rich for the primary reason, because another interesting occurrence, we bought a few more bonds, but we also sold some bonds that had a significant capital gain, and maybe Rich should touch on that, because we're kind of filling up our smoothing fund a little bit faster than we hoped to. It's a good deal.
We are. You know, we're in an environment where it's a relatively volatile in the interest rates. You know, they go up and they go down, which is kind of a sweet spot for us because it gives us opportunities to both buy and sell. And so we're able to both sell bonds that are going to realize a capital gain so that we can add some monies to the smoothing fund as outlined in the investment policy, but also buy longer-term bonds so that the return that we're getting on our remaining investment is improved. So it's been a good environment for us, and we expect the same to continue moving forward.
Okay.
You'll note that the realization of $1,480,000 in capital gains was achieved this last two-week period. At the same time, our estimated capital gains value on paper has increased. And it seems odd to sell something and get a capital gain and then see your value go up on your remaining holdings. The reason is that these bonds sold for more than we expected that they would and more than the estimators said that they thought they would in their algorithm. So
that's right.
We've just got a little bit of money in our smoothing fund, and that's a good thing for the future.
Okay. Great work. It's awesome that the plan came together even better than we thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay, anything else for the good of the order?
I can't hear that either.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have gotten my chin. Do we have any new business or old business?
Nope.
Any future agenda items? All right, then. I think we can adjourn. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All right, all in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Matt.
Aye, Doug.
Take care, everybody.
Bye. Thanks, everybody. Bye.